Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Variation, it's the enemy of quality. That's our old friend Edwards Deming talking, and he's right. Variation always tries to tell us something. We just have to figure out what it is. There are five types of variation: controlled, when we want things to be different; random, when things are unexpectedly different; predictable, when we can expect things to be different; common cause, when something happens to make all things different; and system, when the process causes variation. So, why is it there is a variation in waiting times for a GP appointment or ambulance handovers? And there is, and it's big. For example, in winter 2021, 45% of ambulance handovers delays occur in 15 trusts. Nearly half in 15 trusts. Yesterday, when number 21 presented our plan for patients to the House of Commons, not unreasonably, she asked, why are there variations? The DH Plus are collecting data, and that is very good. If the data gives us a random pattern, it'll be a failure from within the system, but I'd be looking for indicators in the three C's: communities, capacity, and competence. How does it work? Communities, their demography, a higher incidence of the elderly or deprivation, for example. Capacity, the practices are using all their available appointments and can't expand for reasons of resource, staffing, or constraints on planning. Competence, face it, some practices aren't run very well and can probably learn from places that are. In the meantime, there's this in the report, quote, we expect that patients who need an appointment with their GP practice within 2 weeks should get one, and that patients with urgent needs should be seen on the same day. It's worth pointing out there were 26 million GP appointments in July, and 44% were seen on the day they were booked. And, quote, we will open up time for more than a million extra appointments over the winter. Last year, GPs delivered over 300 million appointments. An extra million is less than 1%. To be frank, this is not much of a plan. It's largely the response to COVID rebadged. A chunk of it is stuff already being done. More call handlers, falls prevention, volunteers making return to practice easier, treatment hubs, fixing the pension rules, and so on and blah, blah. There's a promise of 7,000 more beds, but without more people to look after the 7,000 people in the beds, nurse-to-patient ratios will fall, risks will go up, and more good people will get fed up and go to work for Marks and Sparks. 400 people a week are leaving now. There's a promise of £500 million for an adult social care discharge fund. Well, and I quote, this is the first step, and the first step will inform our further action from next year to rebalance funding across health and care to establish a strong and sustainable social care sector with greater accountability for the use of taxpayers' money, blah, blah. What does it mean? Don't know. I do know it's partially funded from the NHS reserve for the employer's national insurance increase no longer being paid. And it's described as a down payment. Where's more likely to come from? Don't know. I do know without an allocations model and a handle on using the money to improve the wages and training for frontline care staff, I can see it being used for paying off the overdraft of some nearly broke domiciliary care companies and create care package cost inflation. This report is pretty thin, just over 3,500 words. But here's the point. What else is there? In all honesty, what is there that this or any government can do right now that's going to change anything right now? Health and social care are suffering the effects of 12 years of neglect, 12 years of inattention, and most of it in a period of austerity funding. We didn't train enough people, keep enough people, build enough, repair enough, innovate enough, do enough. And when COVID caught us out, there were already signs of trouble. Tens of thousands of vacancies and 4.5 million waiting for care. Now, vacancies are in the 100,000s and 7 million are waiting. No matter how much money you have, you can't buy time. And it's time that we need to train, rebuild, innovate, and make an ambulance arrive at your house instead of queuing outside the hospital. This report describes what we can do with what we've got. The final paragraph says, we will design and deliver our long-term workforce plan. We will review our education and training requirements and will come forward with proposals to meet the changing needs and expectations of patients in the future. When? Dunno. But there's a word to point out. Note the word deliver. We will design and deliver our long-term plan. And it's about the only thing that will solve the long-term mess we're in. Have the best weekend you can. Thanks for listening, and I hope we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye now.